Interestingly, that's the song we played right now.
Yeah, interesting.
Mix 107.3, Jack Diamond Morning Show. Listen, you know, you come to us for fun. Some great tunes, some laughs, some contests, live in studio performances. You know, some of the work we do on behalf of others that we love, whether it's Toys for Tots or a children's hospital or a local person or organization that needs help. We all live here. I'm from here, born and raised in Washington, D.C., a very proud Washingtonian, and proud to have spent nearly 30 years with you here on Mix 107.3. What we do on the air, I would say, you know, probably 90% of it is gospel. 10% of it is, you know, creative license to have some fun with you guys. But we do tell the truth, and we do share our real lives with you. And that's sort of, you know, maybe why you listen, because, you know, it's real above and beyond, you know, our little dog and pony show, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the group's really close. We've been together an awfully long time because we do love each other and look after each other. And, you know, sadly, things change in all of our lives. You know, we've been through a lot together, births and deaths and, you know, good times and bad. You know, September 11th, we were here, sniper shootings, obviously what we talked about yesterday with Florida. And we share our real feelings and thoughts with you. You know, I hope never from a bully pulpit, or you don't ever feel that, you know, we have an agenda. We don't.
Right.
We sort of say a lot of what we're thinking and feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, and those tragedies certainly, you know, make mine is very small compared to that. But
well, if it's real and it's in your life, it's not small. And it is important.
And I would like to tell you guys, my family, that Jack, Jimmy, Blair, Lisa, that I really appreciate how you've been there for me this year. The year of tears, which is supposed to be over now, but
not necessarily. You never stop feeling, and you never stop, you know. You're a very emotional, nostalgic person. One of the things we love about you.
Yeah.
It matters to you.
But I have not been bringing a lot of my life to the air this year because, well, I'll just say that the guy formerly known as Greatest Guy in the World, our nickname for my husband, he and I are separating. And, you know, I honestly, when I thought about what to say today, I was like, I don't even really know how this happened or what happened. It's just we got dealt a lot of difficult cards along the way, and one of us didn't play them too well. And, you know, 80% of me still loves him. Or I love 80% of him, whichever. But the 20% you can have.
So, yeah.
So somebody
else. Well, Jimmy, are you interested? Because he may, you know.
Yeah.
Well.
And I, you know, I wish him well-ish. And,
ish. Yeah,
you're fantastic.
And this has been a long time coming, and I'm okay with it. I will be fine. I know
you're going to be great.
Like
you're going to be brilliant. And, you know, we love you, and we have not only been here to hold your hand and your heart.
You've been studs, all of you. You put up with me. What
and, you know,
mess I've been.
We love him, too, and unfortunately, in relationships, and this is a tragic thing to me about relationships, even the best relationships, at times, this giant crevasse of disconnect or discord, or someone does or something happens, and the greatest loves of all. And it breaks my heart to think that that happens, and obviously that happened with you and the former greatest guy.
We need a whole new sounder for him.
Yeah.
I'm think
sorry,
everybody
Erica, and I'm sorry for your husband. I am. I'm desperately.
Save your sympathy for me.
My sympathy is for you, but, you know, I know whatever. I know he's heartbroken, too, and I know that he probably feels he could have done things differently.
I
know you do. We've been with you for so many years. We know how much emotion and heart you put into things, including your relationships and your family and your children.
I did not want to let this one go. That's why it's been so long. I just can't believe that.
You know, I understand you've cried, but I think it's time, E, to cry your last tear, because look at it this way.
Yeah.
You're single again,
oh,
baby.
Hey.
Oh,
right?
God.
I'm single again.
So you and I, E, we can go out on the weekends.
Yeah.
We can go out and pick up men together. It's going to be the perfect. If some guy, straight, he has a gay brother, gay friend, you and I can go pick up men, and we can paint this town red.
I don't want to be with another. You're way more.
No, I'm not saying.
Oh, eventually you will.
But you know what? I did something actually very productive last night. It made me feel a lot better.
Do you have a list?
We had we had just ordered new stationery, but I just crossed his name off and I'm
I love your style.
That's funny.
We love you with all our heart. We're here for you. You know, I want those who perhaps are going through the same thing or similar or just went through it, you know, the goal here is not obviously to make you feel badly, but to share with you, because if you hear a different story or hear, you know, Erica had a date or went out or is doing
I want you to know
why. And I don't want you to feel that, you know, well, that doesn't make sense. That's why we do our best to reveal the absolute truth about our lives.
Time to do it. I'm going to be moving and living on my own for the first time.
Very exciting, though,
exciting
in so many ways, in your decisions, in your way.
Thrilling, okay.
Terrifying.
But you have the best place.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, yeah, great place.
Well, great.
Wish we could tell you where she's going to live.
Yeah. I know.
What? And you know what? Maybe
You'll
we
see
will.
Her. Yeah.
This opens up an entire new world of contests.
Hey, can we have a free for all Friday with only hot single available guys?
Wait a minute. You'll be in competition with Jimmy. It seemed like such a good idea at the time. We love you. We're here for you in all ways. And thank you for being so honest and so nice about the whole thing, because there are a lot of people who are going through something like this who would be really vitriolic. And I know you're hurt, and we're hurt for you, and we love you.
We love you, Eek.
Thank you, honey. Can I get a song out of it? Can't I write a bad at love or a...
You know...
What doesn't kill you wakes you.
Listen, you know, both of our track records, eventually I'm going to be back on the market too. So.
Hi,
Erica. I'm Jack.